Hello there, this is Seafood Perhax along with Seafood Jones, and we've got a very, very important information session that we're going to conduct today. As a matter of fact, we feel it's at this point in your training is absolutely critical in order to take you to the next level. And so I'd like to welcome Seafood Jones onto the line.
How's everybody going?
Excellent. So what are we going to talk about today, Seafood Jones, and why is it so important?
Well, the biggest thing that I want to bring up is like what I call is getting into the danger zone as far as like chi power is going. And, you know, this is where as people get into this type of energy and along this far in their training, they're really starting to see the difference between this and qigong. Okay, chi power is so different than qigong as you keep going down. The line, you get more and more months in, you really start seeing a stark difference between the two as you go along. And the trouble is like it's very easy to get into this what I call a danger zone area, where you start having these telltale signs that tell you you're yanging or you're overloading your body with this energy. And it's really about this time in your training that you start get this stuff up working really well. You start feeling it in a big way. And since you're starting to feel it in a big way, you're starting to think, wow, you know, I'm really getting this stuff going, you know, just like how far can I really push it? And everybody feels that way. I mean, we did, you know, and so we, of course, you know, pushed it too. And we went right into these danger zone signs. And what we want to do is give this to people up front so that if they start noticing that they have a telltale sign that it's like, oh, okay, this is what the guys are talking about. I better, like, curb my training here for a little while. Take off, you know, the day, 2 days, 3 days that they need to in order to get it back under, you know, wrap where they are feeling great again, and they're just doing it and building up in a very safe way, because the side effects that you get from qi power training go so far beyond those of normal qigong. For the most part, because you're not doing the nerve fiber buildup in these other qigongs quite the way we are in this particular qi power way, there's a huge difference between how quickly you're going to build this energy up. You know, most qigongs don't go over a lot of stuff that we bring up because they just don't reach those levels again. You know, I mean, it's a case that if you're not going to build up a whole lot of energy, you don't have to worry about these danger zone signs. But because we do, and we know we do, you know, we go over these so that people don't get hurt. And this is a good way to kind of avoid that kind of a thing.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, we've mentioned this, you know, a lot of these things over the last several months, in the inner circle. And we kind of get to the point now where people are going into the later months in the program, and we're noticing it by talking to people on the phone, getting feedback from them. So even though some of you are going to be saying, you know, maybe we've heard some of these things before, and that might be true, we really have to really keep pressing you on this issue and letting you know that this is so important that you grasp these concepts, because, you know, we've seen it happen where somebody just crashes and burns because they do not pay attention to these things. And we just feel it's so critical at this stage that we go through each and every possibility. So if you're, you know, coming up with some of these signs, that you could say, all right, I need to, you know, take the prescribed program that we're going to talk to you about and let you know that, you know, just don't get too far off the deep end. That's for sure.
And that's really what we're trying to teach them, is how to get in touch with their spirit, you know. And so as they get more and more sensitive, you know, they are going to be turned on to these type of feelings, these sensations. And it's really easy to start chasing the sensations when you start feeling them for the first time. You know, you're just one of these days as you're going along, you're doing your blood washing exercise, you just suddenly, it kicks in, this energy kicks in, you start feeling it, and you're thinking, wow, what is that? And as you start building it up, it gets stronger and stronger, and you suddenly think that you're a lot better than what you are because, wow, I'm really, you know, feeling these sensations in a big way. You know, like, how far can I push it? And so you can't help but get caught up into the moment, and you push it further than you should. And we want to encourage people not to do that, you know, since we know where pushing it further than you should is going to lead you. We're going to go over those type of telltale signs for you, so you don't have to run into those. As these telltale signs come up. You need to stop your training, adjust it, take off for the amount of days that you need to take off in order for it, you know, not to cause more problems than it's worth. Because somewhere along the line, if you just keep on building without adhering to these telltale signs, you're going to run into trouble. I mean, everybody does, I mean, including us. And that's why we know all these telltale signs, because we ran into every one of them. So we're kind of going to go over with them for you now so that you don't have to run into that kind of stuff. Because you can safely get to the point where you can fill your spirit, but you really have to adhere to like certain protocols so that, you know, you don't run into these areas like most people do that won't do it in a very safe manner.
Absolutely. It's very important that they, you know, really grasp those concepts and understand how important it is for their training, without a doubt.
Well, you know, the thing is that the chi really amps up everything, doesn't it? You know, and that's the biggest thing that we're trying to get them to understand, that your emotions are going to be amped up starting out with. And so you got to get used to that. You know, you get the emotions amped up and you start noticing that you're feeling more this way or that way. And as you start feeling it, the next part of it is this actual physical feeling, mental feeling of this energy moving around. And it can't help but kind of spark you into gears thinking, wow, you know, what them guys were talking about is really right. You know, this, I can actually feel this stuff. And as you start feeling it, you're thinking, wow, you're a lot better than you are. You know, you start feeling like, well, I can just move this anytime I want. Next thing you know, you're thinking about it all the time. And if you start thinking about chi energy all the time, and you're going past that two-hour mark a day, and that's the biggest thing that probably people do wrong, is they start thinking that, you know, only when they're training in this physical way, they're putting their hands on themselves physically, are they training. And that's not the case at all. I mean, if you're thinking about your chi or filling the chi in any type of manner whatsoever, whether it's in a mental way, whether it's in a physical way, you're training. And that's what people get caught up in and not realizing. They're thinking that, oh, I can just check the chi, you know, check their chi energy, like, can I feel it okay? And they're going to just check it throughout the day. And they don't equate that as training, and they don't realize that every time they check their chi, they're starting it and activating it back into these flow patterns that we're teaching them. And as that keeps building up more and more, if you go too much more over 2 hours on this stuff because you've just been checking it all day long, it won't be long until you run into these like pain factors and you start running into all these problems. And it literally is because you're overloading your nervous system because you're not really giving it enough break in between times of training. And what people don't understand is that your big muscles, you know, that you send energy through the big muscles and they get tired. Just small muscles do this the same way. And this energy will go through different areas and change it and make them work, the muscle areas, just because the energy goes through. And so you can overload a small muscle just as quickly as you do a big muscle, and they hurt equally. You know, a small muscle will give you just as much pain as a big muscle will, won't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, I think everybody wants to get results fast. I mean, let's face it, we're a society where we want to get things done very quickly. But as you're going through your training, you've just got to constantly be thinking logically, and you've got to start, you know, placing this just like you would anything. I mean, if you were going to law school, or if you're going to medical school, or you were going into some type of advanced type of training, you can't expect that after the first semester, you know, you're going to be a doctor or an attorney or something like that. And I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but the fact is, you know, you've got to be patient with the training, and you've got to have a long-term approach to it. Otherwise, you know, it will get the best of you if you go to the extremes. And I know some of you are probably thinking, well, that's not me. I'm tough, or I'm young, or, you know, I want to get all the side effects that I can to know that it's working, which is common. I did the same thing. But you only need to get slapped a couple times. And when I say that, your energy, like Sifu Jones is saying, it's always out there. You know, at some point, you cannot control it. So, you know, all of a sudden, you get in a bad mood, that energy is out there. And unless you bring that, you know, get that mindset back, it's going to keep manifesting. And if you stay in a bad mood for too long, boom, next thing you know, you get all kind of weird things happening to you. And we just want to make sure that you avoid it. And we also want to make sure that you understand how important it is to you know, understand that this stuff is real. This is, you know, it's not a joke.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, because what really starts happening there is like again, they start activating this energy for the first time, and everybody gets excited when they start feeling it for the first time. They start feeling it in a big way, and they think, "Wow, this is really cool stuff. I'm gonna, you know, start building it up. You know, now that I realize that there's something to it, you know, like how far will it go?" And they start wanting to check it to just see, like, well, can I be the next G guy, you know, right away here? You know, am I the exception to the rule? Because everybody thinks they're the exception to the rule, of course. You know, and of course you're not. So you have to go through the normal wear and tear just like anybody else, you know. If you can't already do this stuff right away, you're not the exception to the rule. The exception to the rules are the naturals, the guys that, you know, don't really need any training in order to pull off some of the stuff we're talking about. All the other people fall in, you know, under the norm. And so they're going to go under this type of rules of that the normal wear and tear everybody else has to go to, has to do the work. And going through the work is going to lead to these type of problems possibly. And to avoid them, the biggest thing you got to do is just do it regularly. As you start getting this energy up and running for the first time, you know, don't suddenly say, wow, okay, I'm going to start doubling or tripling my efforts. No, you know, you are doing it right to get it to start in the first place. So just keep going that same way. Don't suddenly decide, oh, because I can feel it suddenly, I have to add on all this time. All that will do is just like overload your body too quickly. And it's one of the reasons or ways that you can kind of tell that like the first telltale sign is that complacency where it just starts going to okay. The energy just becomes okay. You can no longer make it feel good. You can no longer make it feel euphoric. You know, if you have been able to get this euphoric feeling out of you and you're not able to get it out of you anymore, I mean, that's one of those telltale signs that tells you that, well, maybe I'm, you know, did it a little bit too much, or maybe I need to, you know, drop off before it goes too long. Because the problem with building okay energy, like we've kind of said all along, is at a certain point of building it up, it doesn't feel okay anymore. Unless it feels good, you're not going to be able to take that and build upon it and build upon it and build upon it until it becomes huge. Because good energy feels good, and you can take care of that, and you can live with it because it does feel good. But okay energy somewhere along the line will turn into not so good energy. And that's what we're trying to say is, like, at the first sign of it just suddenly becoming okay, then you know you got to start, you know, making changes. You got to start changing it over. And if you'll start even at that very first sign of it just being okay energy, you'll avoid so many of these other types of signs that were, you know, that people run into simply because they wouldn't let it go. They wouldn't stop. You know, it becomes like almost a compulsion or obsession for them, and they won't let the chi go. Somewhere along the line, you really have to start sticking to a schedule, doing it for a certain amount of time that you've worked your body up to. Now, we're not saying that you can't add time on along the way. You know, as far as you've come along this far, you probably have added time on as you got better to this point, and that's good. But what we're saying is this two-hour rule is pretty much the norm as far as, like, you're not wanting to go too much over that, because we know, like, as you go too much over 2 hours, that's when these problem areas are going to kind of come up.
Absolutely, and it's just so important that you understand it. I always equate it, since I used to be a bodybuilder and weightlifter, is you got to kind of equate it just like lifting weights or any other kind of exercise. You know, you get into an exercise routine, just because you do a one-hour workout, that doesn't mean you all of a sudden go up to 3 or 4 hours of workout, because that doesn't necessarily mean that your body's going to get the results that you think it's going to get. The smart trainers are in the gym for an hour or two, and then they're out, and then they're done for the day, you know, in a specific training like that. You got to look at this the same way. Now, of course, if you really like the training, then you could break it up and do an hour in the morning and an hour at night. But again, pace yourself. That's that's in, you know, I've run into that. I can remember many times calling Sipu Jones up and just saying, man, I got headaches, I got body pains, kidney pains, and, you know, where did that come from? And these were abnormal pains for you know, a relatively young guy to be feeling, and I knew it had to be related to the energy, and it was the cause of overtraining. Now, granted, I felt it and said, hey, that's cool that I know that it's there, but if you take it, you know, the next step, next thing you know, you're debilitated to some extent, and next thing you know, it's not a good way to build. And in reality, you actually go backwards. So why even do it?
Really, and the problem is because it's overloading. It's just, it's loading, it's putting too much energy through those nerve fibers before you really have built them up to handle that much traffic going through there. And it really just leads to all sorts of binges, like we've kind of said in the beginning. You know, it'll lead into these, like, eating binges or drinking binges or smoking binges. I mean, we will run into all sorts of problems as you build up this energy. It gets too much for you, and you have to give a release of it somewhere, you know. It will just cause you so much trouble that you don't need to go through, simply because you're thinking, well, you know, I can keep building this up and, you know, then I'll be able to move something. Not really. You know, you if you've never been able to do that in the past, you're not going to suddenly be able to hold all this extra energy in your body and use it in a way that you can just manipulate things. You know, it's a process that you got to train your body to go through before you're going to ever allow, you know, it to be able to do that for you. I mean, as you do it over time, it's just one of those things that your body will get used to, the buildup of energy, of holding a certain amount of chi. But it doesn't get used to that anytime soon. It really is a process that you got to take it through. And if you do it too soon, I mean, you just have all these problems come out of you. And it's just simply because you're being impatient and you don't want to wait the time it really takes in order to do this stuff safely. And simply by going and adhering to these, like, little, you know, rules that we're giving you, you know, not going over that two-hour mark, you know, making the energy good feeling and cool right at the start of your, you know, workout. Don't wait till you get into your workout and say, okay, yeah, let's try to make it good feeling. It's too late. You know, you just won't never get, and then you'll start suddenly just be building okay energy. And again, that's going to run into trouble if you just build okay energy, because, like, our way of training goes so much faster than everybody else's way out there. The other types of training out there are not going to build your nerve fibers up in this really fast way that we're doing, and so you're not going to get those side effects. And so if you're talking to other guys about, you know, these type of side effects, do they go through them? You know, most of the people are not going to be able to even understand what you're coming from or where you're talking about, because they don't go through those type of side effects from the stuff that they do. You know, they'll get some sensations, but they're no way going to go through the sensations that you are going to go through when you're doing these blood washing exercises in a fast way. You're doing the circles in a fast way. When you're doing this in this particular way, you're building up so much quicker than everybody else is building up there. That's why you run into these type of problems, and you can be in a problem area way too soon before you even realize it, if you don't kind of adhere to it, you know, coming into it and pay attention to what we're saying now. You know, you're going to find yourself right in the middle of a problem thinking, wow, how did I get here? Well, this is how you get there. You know, you start, you know, getting complacent with it. You start thinking, well, I can just train anytime I want and just train all day long. You know, because you actually start feeling good, you make yourself feel good, and you like the way that feels, and you haven't been able to make yourself feel good like this in the past, so you start thinking, wow, you know, I can feel this way all the time. And yeah, you can down the road, but you just can't now. You know, at your level of training, you're not going to be able to maintain a 24-hour, you know, euphoric feeling. It just doesn't happen. You got to even actually train your body to maintain this euphoric feeling for a while. You know, all this is kind of practicing and getting your body and your mind in place. So again, that down the road, because you're doing these particular exercises, you're going to be able to fill your spirit for the first time. and that's where we're leading you to. But to get there, you have to go through all these like trouble areas for most people. But you know, we're going to get you through all these pit traps if you know what to look for and you know where, you know, those telltale signs are.
Absolutely, and that's really the key to everything we're discussing here, is just making sure you know what the danger zone, the danger signs are, so that you can stay away from them. And, you know, we've run into a lot of different things. Why don't we talk a little bit, I mean, we're talking kind of around it, but why don't we talk a little bit about some of the extreme cases, because we've dealt with individuals personally, myself and Seafood Jones included, where they didn't, you know, they didn't listen to us, and then, you know, what happened? Can we give maybe an example of what happened? We don't have to mention any names or anything like that, and this was several years ago, so obviously it's not anybody that's in the inner circle, but, you know, what kind of things could possibly happen that these folks can start to think of to give them some tangible ideas of the outcome if they you know, just want to keep doing it that way?
Well, even if you just use me or you as an example, I mean, we started having the same, you know, situations as what they are going through right now. Our inner circle members are going through this right now, where somewhere along the line, you started really feeling this energy for the first time, and you're starting to think, wow, this stuff is really cool. It's really like they're saying, you know, this stuff is real. And so you start saying, wow, okay, I'm going to really, you know, like double my effort. I'm really going to pay attention. I'm going to really concentrate. And the next thing you know, you're getting even more energy out of you. And you just think, wow, okay, you know, if I keep doing it like this, this is going to totally work. But the problem is, yeah, it's going to work, but it's going to work too good. If you're going to build up way too much energy for the size of your nerve fibers that you've built up to that point. You know, it's like suddenly, you know, you started lifting weights and you got your muscles a certain big and you see the bigness of your muscles suddenly and you think, well, I'm going to just like double my weight. Sounds good in theory, but it really doesn't work in practice. All you're going to get is like a pulled muscle from doing stuff like that and hurt yourself. And it's the same way with overloading your nerve fibers. I mean, as you overload your nerve fibers, what we found is it goes right into your kidneys. Next thing you know, your kidneys are pulsing, and you just feel terrible. You can't hardly move around. You can't hardly walk. And you think, well, okay, I'll take off a day. You know, I don't quite feel that good, but you know, I can handle it. And so you take off the day, and you think, well, okay, now that I took off, yeah, it's still tender. It's a little sore, but I'm going to keep on pressing on. Next thing you know, you press on, and it's gone past the kidneys right into the liver. And your liver is just hurting like crazy. And you know you really messed up there, you know. I mean, to go past the liver, you really have been doing the no pain, no gain for way too long. And anybody that goes past the liver, you can actually get into such a danger zone that even a doctor isn't going to be able to help you at some point along the way. You can overload it to the point where you can stroke out, seizures, heart attacks. As you go past the liver and you keep training, it's just idiotic to do that. Anybody that gets where you'll get liver pain, it's absolutely essential that you stop at that point, because the liver, well, to be honest with you, I mean, I've gone to that liver point, and you want to stop anyway. You know, it hurts so much that you know you totally messed up. And that's what we're trying to say, is like, don't go to the point where the pain is so real that you literally have to take off days at a time. Because, like, if you'll stop right at, let's say you got kidney pain from overloading, and you know you kind of overdid it and stuff, and your kidneys are kind of tender, they're kind of pulsing and stuff. If you'll stop right then and there for a couple days, 2, maybe 3 days, until all that pain goes away, you can totally get back into your workout. And that's all the days you're going to have to miss. But like even in some of our certified instructors' cases, I mean, they wouldn't adhere to some of these things that we're telling people right now. And so they ran into those problem areas where, like in Sifu Michael Allen's case, where he said, you know, he had to take off for a whole month. And it literally was, he tried to do training, you know, somewhere along the line, but every time he'd start up or start to do a workout, the pain in his kidneys would get so bad that he'd have to immediately stop. And that's what we mean. If you'll just, like, go, you stop, you go past that area, it won't knock you out. Because like in his particular case, I mean, it was literally a month before he could go back to training without pain. And it's simply because he way overdid it. And these are some of the problems that will knock you out of your training. And for most people, you know, especially if they're yanging, they're you know, have overloaded their nerve fibers, they're feeling so much that they don't want to stop. I mean, they're seeing that this stuff is really working, and it's like the last thing they want to hear is like me telling them, okay, you need to take a couple days off. I mean, it's just like, wow, don't tell me I have to do that. You know, so, and I totally understand them. I mean, this stuff gets to be habitual and compulsive somewhat, and because it feels good, it makes you feel good. And as you get control over it, I mean, you don't want to stop. You know, I mean, it's just a case that you like the way this stuff gets, and you like the way it changes your life. And so how can you not want to continue to do it? But all we're saying is, like, we want you to be able to continue to do it, but in a safe manner where you don't have to stop for long periods of time simply because, you know, you chose to do it in a crazy way.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, you've got the pain to contend with, but then you've got the other aspects, which is how does it affect your life, your personal life? Because the fact is, when you live, you know, if you live in a house with others, and you're either married or you live with your parents or roommate or whatever, that energy is affecting everyone around you. So when you're in that painful state, they're going to start to be in a painful state physically or mentally or both. And all of a sudden, you start to create this juggernaut of problems that just goes around and around. So if you have kids, you know, all of a sudden you start noticing them being acting a little different, a little strange. They're more irritable than normal. Maybe they are even getting in fights in school or having problems with teachers or whatever. You know, your wife or your husband is constantly, maybe they're bickering at you a little bit more than usual because of this energy, and you can't figure out. And it's kind of like one of these cycles you get into. And if you don't put two and two together, all of a sudden it just starts going on and on and on, and it's a snowball. But all of a sudden you start with this little pain, this little problem, and all of a sudden by the time it gets down to the hill, it's a major situation. We've even seen people where, you know, they're getting kicked out of their house, they're losing their jobs, they're, you know, at odds with almost everybody that they know. And again, it's the snowball that if they had just taken the time to pay attention to what we were telling them, the snowball never would have made it down to the hill. We would have cut it off and we would have just dissipated all that snow and there would be no problem. But we've seen it happen. I've seen it happen as well as Sifu Jones. You know, Sifu Jones and I have trained together for so long that we're very in touch with each other's energy. So if he calls me on the phone and he's got organ pain, I can feel it. And he can certainly feel it on me as well. So, I mean, you can't really hide from this stuff. If we speak to you on the phone and you've overdone it, we know it. So you can't hide it from us and say, oh, I haven't been training that much or whatever, because we can feel it. We can feel the pain. And quite frankly, we don't even want to spend time with somebody on the phone that's feeling like that, because we don't want that, you know, in our systems as well. And, you know, when I have it and Sifu Jones picks it up, he'll be like, wow, you know, what's going on with you that you've got this feeling, you need to really change up your energy, and vice versa. You know, I could, you know, pick it up on him and say, man, wow, you know, what's happening there? And
yeah, in our particular cases, we actually don't even have to be on the phone with each other, huh?
Right. I mean,
it's just like we've trained enough that transfer of energy happens regardless. Like if you, you know, like I've said in the past, you know, you bang your knee hard, I'm feeling it. I bang my knee hard, you're feeling it. I mean, because of that transfer of energy that we've done over the years.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. And these are things that, these are the reality of the situation. And these are, we don't want you to get into that, you know, bad reality. Like Sifu Jones said, you get that euphoric feeling and you keep it going and you moderate it. That's when things are going to be good, like when we talked about the law of attraction. That's when you're getting the law of attraction working for you. When you overtrain, you're getting the law of detraction. I mean, you're going to be, you know, you're not going to be getting what you want. You're going to be repelling almost everything that you do away from yourself. And why have to go through that? That's a bad lesson to have to learn. And yet, how many people, you know, will go down that route because
in
they
fact,
want a little.
That is like the number one thing, isn't it? It's like that's the number one telltale sign. In fact, go over a few of the telltale signs specifically, and like that would be the, like the number one telltale sign is if you get into an argument or a fight. Then, you know, and if it's for any reason, if you get in an argument or fight and you are doing these fast nerve-building exercises, you're yanging. I mean, that's a telltale sign that you're, you know, coming off with too much energy and it's getting out of control, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that, I mean, anytime you're getting into a fight or argument for any reason, that's a sign. I mean, I can remember specific times when I was overtraining and I would be getting in fights with my wife. And I was liking it. You know, I was, like, enjoying it. I was just, it was like I was just kept sticking the dagger in her. You know what I mean? And when you catch yourself in a situation where you're, you know, relishing that fight, man, you're way out of control. And, you know, we talk about being a controller, you know, of your mind, body, and spirit. And when you're like that, you're not in control. You may think you are because you're able to, you know, cause a little riff here or there, but the fact is you're out of control. A controller is the person that comes in the room, and if somebody's in a bad mood, they switch that person around to a good mood. And if you're getting in a fight, how can you possibly be in a good mood? I've heard it said before that, you know, it takes two people to fight. But in this case, you know, if you find yourself in a situation like that, you need to immediately become aware of it. Like, no matter what, even if somebody, you know, flips you off when you're in your car, think about that. How do you react to that situation? And if you're in a yang mood, I mean, you're just about ready to, you know, pull over and have a fight and everything like that.
And you know what that's about, really. You know, as you keep yanging, you're going to cop an attitude that says you want people to feel like you're feeling. You know,
exactly.
And that really is the case. Like, as you keep feeling worse and worse, you're going to make somebody else feel just as bad as you are. And that's kind of why you get this self-satisfaction of getting somebody into an argument or a fight, because you're yanging, and it distracts you from the pain that you're feeling. And what we're saying is, at these first signs, take off from your training, and that will get you your joy back.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, some of the other things that can happen is that you're not, you know, being able to get into a good mood, you know, even though you've been able to do it in the past. You're not able to get to the euphoric states. That's when you need to relax down, do a lying down meditation. You know, what I've always done to get back in those euphoric states is always think about what I'm thankful for and the blessings that I've had in my life. And I think about my kids and how blessed I am with my kids and my wife and everything like that. And then all of a sudden that starts me to start thinking more in a euphoric way, whereas sometimes if you're yanging too much and all of a sudden you start thinking about maybe some little problems you have or this didn't go right or that didn't go right, all of a sudden, again, that starts tipping you over in the wrong side of things. So start thinking more about all your blessings than, you know, things that don't really matter. Most of the time when we think about negative thoughts, they're usually things that don't even matter and haven't even occurred yet for the most part. So
not only that, but when you, as a Qi guy, think of a negative thought, it's not like the average guy thinking a negative thought out there. There's not a lot of power there. But as you're building up this energy and you're becoming a Qi guy, thinking in a negative way causes problems for everybody around you. If you get into and you start yanging and you start thinking in these negative ways, your whole family is going to start getting in arguments and fights. You affect everybody around you. You transfer this energy on a regular basis. And we want you to transfer good energy, not this lousy, yanged out energy because you can't adhere to the rules and you don't obey your training, you know, regiment where you go into these yang states. Yang states just leads to so many problems you really can't get out of. And if you just do these energy exercises the right way, you just avoid so many things. I call it, you know, that's where you start first getting into this okay energy, you know, because you're starting to yang and you know you're yanging, but you don't really want to take off and you, it's not bad enough where it's causing you problems yet. So you just think, well, as long as it's okay, I'll keep building it. And no, you can't build okay energy. That's what we're saying. Is as it goes to okay, you really want to stop. You really want to get your joy back before you start building energy again. Because if you build okay energy for very long, it's not going to be okay for very long, is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. And that one little trick you can do, and I'll tell you, if you've ever asked anybody how they're doing, they always say, okay. And and we're used to saying that. I mean, I say it all the time, but you know what? If you think that you can't get euphoric, if somebody says to you, how you doing, just say, I'm doing great. How about yourself? And I know that's a little thing, but if you're repeating that to yourself and to others, you're going to start getting into that mindset and that mind frame more so than if you just say okay, because all of a sudden your mind says, oh, I'm okay, and okay is not great. It has definitely never been great in okay. It's middle of the road and going downwards. You know, it's not really something fantastic. If you were in a great mood, you know, think about what a great mood is and put yourself into that position. Maybe when you got a promotion at work, or when you got married, or your child was born, or maybe an athletic accomplishment, think about what that really felt like. And then take that emotion and plug it into that euphoric state with your training. Again, you can get to the same emotional level. And I remember calling you up, and you said, hey, you know, how you feeling today? I'd say, okay. And you'd be like, man, you got to get off that. That okay is not going to cut it. You need to be feeling good. You need to be feeling great. And, you know, it took, you know, Sifu Jones saying that to me to realize that okay is not okay. Okay is not for a chi guy. For maybe somebody else, it might be okay, but it's not okay for us. So you need to really understand that. And you also, when you yang too much, you're also going to be able to, you're going to have an inability to do things you have no problem with. You know, you're going to have this problem thinking. It's going to, you know, you're going to get stuck. You're going to be doing one task, and then you're going to think of another. All of a sudden, you're going to think of both. You're going to forget both things. Like, what was I just doing? What was I even thinking about?
That's really what it is. As you start yanging, you get as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, you start wondering, like, oh, how do I make myself feel good? You know, I mean, that's one of the, like, type of emails is we understand that the people are yanging out there. You know, they'll send us that, you know, like, well, how can I make myself feel good? And you normally could make yourself feel good anytime. But suddenly you forget because you're yanging. It's amazing that even the most simple task you can suddenly forget how to do simply because you're overloaded your system with too much energy in it, and you're getting all these sensory overloads all over that your body just kind of cops an attitude. It's just like, wow, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything. And that's what you'll find is, like, suddenly you're in the same chair for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours not doing a thing because you don't know what to do because you're tied up with way too much energy going through your body.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know, other things you want to keep aware of as well is, you know, I mean, these might be extreme things, but vomiting, you know, if you're getting sick, you got head pains. You know, we already talked a little bit about that, but these are telltale signs that, you know, if you're running into situations like that, you're going to, you know, realize that you're overtraining and you need to back off. The other thing is, you know, twitching in the muscles is normal, but if it becomes, you know, normal and it's happening all the time, it's the sign that you're getting out of control. And again, we know that when you feel these things, it's a recognition that what you're doing is working, and we understand that. Believe me, we take it to extreme. I know C.P. Jones probably takes it more to the extreme than anybody, and he does it on purpose. And the reason he does it is so that he knows where the limit is, so that he can train everybody and say, okay, you can't go past this point because I've done it, and you won't like where you go. So he's actually, you've probably actually been more of a guinea pig than anybody in terms of this training. Obviously, some of the other certified instructors have too, but, I mean, you know these side effects because you've probably gone through every one of them, right?
Oh, absolutely, and even the vomiting, I know, because, like, there's some people saying, vomiting, what's that about? And if you do too many pull-downs from the head down to your feet, it will put you in type of bout, so you really have to watch how you do this stuff. You really have to pay attention. Because if you do it and you overload your body, it's amazing the kind of pain that comes out of it. I mean, you're going into a where you would actually vomit as a result of sending this much energy through is not a place you really want to go. It isn't your type of normal, like overdoing food or something like that type of filling. It may last a while, and it's a telltale sign that you way overdid your energy and that you have to take off for a few days when you, if any time you would go into where you're vomiting and you didn't eat poison or something like that, this is a telltale sign. It's one of those radical ones that you really don't want to reach, but it, you know, you have to, you kind of adhere to these type of things. Same thing with too much head pain. If you're getting too much head pain, like a little bit once in a while is probably normal, okay? But if it's starting to stay for longer and longer times and you're not being able to control moving that energy around your head, it's, again, it's a telltale sign that you just overloaded your body and it's starting to stay up in that area. And you got to take off a day or two so it doesn't become extreme. You know, extreme pain is not something you really want to go through. You know, we have done the extreme pain thing, and it's not pleasing. You know, it's really something you just never want to go through if you don't have to. And what we're showing you is you don't have to go through these. If you go past these telltale signs, there is nothing but pain there. You will hit a barrier where you won't get past. And that's why we're saying, well, just stop these first signs. That way you don't even have to miss more than like a day or two. You know, if you go past these telltale signs, you may like have to, you know, miss up to a week, a month before you can get back to your training. And we want you to be able to train regularly, and that's why we're bringing this stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And like I said, the personal aspects of it, too, are things that will hit you in ways that are just, you know, it's not going to be just some pain, but you're going to have mental pain. You could be running into financial pain and different things that are, like I said, going to knock you totally off your schedule. And in some cases, some guys and gals can't handle that, and they never come back. They never even go back to the training. As a matter of fact, who knows what happens to them because they just get into a state of depression. They withdraw from society, so to speak. They get away from social functions. You know, they're running the whole gamut of different extreme emotions, and it's because they allowed themselves to get into that position. They didn't understand how to get out of it, or they didn't listen to how to get out of it, and so therefore it was a spiral down type of concept, and next thing you know, they were at the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, and feeling the worst that they've ever felt in their life, when in reality they should feel the best that they felt. And we've seen many people go through that, and we've counseled them and tried to coach them, and in cases we just had to say, you know what, we're sorry, we can't even deal with you anymore because you're not following our advice, and if you're going to, you know, keep, you know, doing all this negative to yourself, we can't really be a part of that. Because the fact of the matter is, anybody we deal with, you know, hey, that energy is going both ways, and I, you know, myself and Sifu Jones, we're very particular who we deal with. If we run into a character that is putting off negative energy, and we get the feeling that they're just not helping the case and they won't listen, we cut them off immediately. Not necessarily because we're trying to be mean or anything like that, but the fact is we got to protect ourselves in the sense that we don't want that negative energy. We absolutely don't want to have to deal with that energy. And so over the years, we have had to do that. And, you know, it's not like something we want to do, but the fact of the matter is, why? It's just like, you know, would you let somebody come in your house and just start dumping garbage cans in your living room? Probably not, right? Well, you can't let that happen to your mind or your body either. So that's kind of, you know, where we...
Yeah, in saying that, I mean, okay, we realize this is a training situation. And if you do it, like, because you, out of ignorance and you kind of yanged out and, like, you don't know what to do and you've called us up, yeah, we're going to help you out. We're going to hook you totally right up. What we're saying is if this is just becoming a habit, no, we're going to cut you off somewhere along the line because you're doing something that's detrimental to yourself. You're getting into this yanging way, and this yanging really will hurt you in so many ways. When you amplify just to amplify and you're no longer concentrating on whether it feels good or not, it's not long before it's not going to feel good and you're not going to be able to control it, and you're just going to run into a problem areas. And why should, you know, you pull everybody off the cliff with you type of thing because you fall into a hole because you won't adjust your training? And the problem is, like we constantly are saying, yanging makes you as dumb as a box of rocks. In other words, you don't even know you're yanging at a certain point. At a certain point, no matter what we say to a person, if they're yanging too much, they're not going to listen. They can't listen after a while. All they feel is the sensations that are going through their body, and it's way too much for them, and they will just crash and burn. And again, these are telltale signs that we are going over that everybody will run into somewhere along the line because they won't take this energy as responsible as they should. They kind of underestimate like how bad it could really hurt you. And what we're trying to tell you, this stuff can kill you, you know? So listen to what we're saying on these telltale signs. As they come up, adjust your training, you know? Don't be afraid to take off for a day or two. It will save you from having to take off weeks or months at end because you didn't, you know, adhere to the rules right at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Just be smart about it. I mean, everything we're telling you is based on our experience and the experience of, you know, hundreds of people that we've trained over the years, and we've seen, you know, good results, we've seen disastrous results, and our whole goal with the Inner Circle is to get everyone that's in the Inner Circle to the best possible ability level, you know, down the road, and the safest way to get there, as well as avoiding all the side effects, because if you can avoid side effects, your life is just going to be that much easier. And we've felt the pain of things where we didn't do it right and it affected, you know, every area of our life financially, you know, emotionally, our families in some cases. But fortunately, we were smart enough to say, hey, you know, we got to get this back in gear. We got to get this energy feeling right again. And fortunately for Sifu Jones and I, most of the times if I'm having a spell where I need to be picked back up, he's there, and usually the other way as well. So fortunately, most of the times, neither one of us is in the same state at the same time for too long. We can usually bring ourselves back up, but we recognize it. But I can tell you right now, I can remember being in some of those states, and it's almost like you like to be down there. You know, it's almost like you're enjoying the energy of all these bad things going on. It's almost like you can kind of, you know, just get, you know, and start feeling that raw energy, and you just kind of dig yourself a little deeper. But after a while, all of a sudden, you say, all right, okay, that enough is enough. I don't really want to, you know, being a family man, there's only so much I need to go in terms of doing that, because next thing you know, it starts affecting other people, not just myself. And that's when you got to draw the line and say, okay, I got to get back on track. And, I mean, I can remember many times. I probably didn't call you for a week or so. You remember those times where I was just, like, in this mood? And I didn't call you for a couple of weeks because I was out on a tangent somewhere. Who knows what I was doing?
and most people somewhere along the line will, because, like, you know, if you've, like, done martial arts before, it's somewhere along the line you learn to take a punch, you know, and there's serious, something very self-satisfying about being able to take a punch from somebody and not get hurt too much from it. And so we do the same thing with chi because we have this no pain, no gain mentality. And it's been, you know, thrown at us in our entire life. So we go through this thinking that a certain amount of pain is just, like, supposed to be there. And, you know, we just need to, if you're a real man or you're a real woman, you can handle the pain and you just put up with it. And it's just the way life is. Well, not in chi. You know, that's the biggest thing that we want them to understand. In chi power, that kind of reasoning is silly. Not only silly, but it'll get you hurt because you're amping this energy way too much to adhere to, like, the pain mentality. You can't go down that pain mentality because somewhere along the line, this energy becomes way too amped to be on that side of the fence at all. You know, as you start worrying from doing the energy, that worry will become into problems because it's manifesting itself just like the law of attraction will when you have on good thoughts and those things happen. If you worry and you think about problems, those problems are going to be amplified because of this energy that you're putting into it. And it's simply because most people get into that worry inside because they've overworked the energy too long, their muscles are tired, and they suddenly, it's like running a race and you want to stop and take a rest, and yet your body's not going to let you, you know, stop and take a rest. You know, your own constantly, if you're thinking about this energy, and that's the biggest thing that people do wrong, is they'll go past that 2-hour mark a day. You know, they will, as this stuff gets activated, they just put their mind on it and think, wow, can I feel the energy now? Can I feel the energy now? And they'll do that all throughout the day and not realize that they way overtrain, because even though they're just doing it in this mental way of like, can I feel the energy? Your body is activated. It's sending the chi around in these flow patterns that you're creating from doing the blood washing, you know, pattern, and you just won't turn off. And after a while, all this bad stuff will happen to you as a result of you not just like taking it easy, just doing it the way we're saying, you know, adhere to the rules, and you won't run into these problems. And you avoid so many problem areas just by simply, you know, and it seems like that would be easy enough to do, you know, make this energy feel good, you know, take off when you need to take off. And you wouldn't run into any problems because they're just very easy rules. But we know that it's so easy to get caught up into what you're feeling in this stuff and get caught up into the sensations. And the next thing you know, you're chasing the sensations because you're thinking they're going to lead to a lot more power than they do at this point, you know, of your training. The power is not there yet. The power is after you learn to form your chi in place, you create this liquid chi. That's what's going to lead to the power. You know, you got so much more training to go through before you can, like, get locked in your head like, okay, I got the power. You don't have the power yet, you know. All you got are sensations, and if you build them sensations too quickly, too fast, you run into these problem areas, and we want you to avoid the problem areas, don't we?
Absolutely, we do. And, you know, that's also one of the reasons why we really needed to do this, get this information in your hands prior to introducing the chi stick, because the chi stick is going to allow you the ability to use your chi in a very unique way. And here's the thing, when we move into the chi stick training, you really got to have your mind straightened out. You got to be sharp because, you know, I mean, we're talking the possibility of you getting a tenfold increase in the positive or tenfold increase of the negative. And trust me, we don't want to be responsible for anybody, you know, getting a hold of a chi stick and start using it in a way that all of a sudden they start spiraling down, you know, exponentially fast versus, you know, the normal rate. So that's why we did this before the chi stick. I mean, Sifu Jones and I were talking. We had been getting feedback from everybody, you know, about some of these side effects. And I said, do you think it's a good idea really to bring this chi stick out at this time when people are going through all these situations? I said, don't you think that might cause, you know, some of the individuals that are having these problems to just, you know, absolutely accelerate those problems? And so we decided we would do this thorough discussion of some of these danger zone signs, because once you get into that chi stick training, because we know some of you are pretty fanatical with this stuff, we want to make sure that we have left no stone unturned in letting you know that the ramifications from this point forward, if you don't take them seriously, you put yourself into you know, a situation that is you're going to enjoy or like. And the chi stick is one of those powerful tools that you can use that's going to really help you positively, but if used the wrong way, it'll work just as well the other way.
Yeah, it really goes back to that double-edged sword saying, you know, that if you use this stuff in the right way, boy, it's just going to help you in so many different areas of your life. But just like you can use it in a good way, you can also use it in a bad way. And chi energy can just, like, totally ruin your life when you don't do it responsible. If you allow yourself to go into these yang states and you stay there too long, nobody will be able to talk to you after a while. You will just get into arguments and fights. Everybody around you will get in arguments and fights because you're putting out this energy in a very negative way. And what we're saying is, if you don't overwork your body and you just do it like a normal person should, then you'll get just great results. And just this will get to be just a better and better situation for you. You just get better and better results. You feel better on a regular basis, and you'll be able to maintain a upward spiral towards this energy where you don't have to go up and down like a roller coaster ride, because you won't get in line with what we're saying.
Absolutely. I think we've pretty much covered all the bases for these folks. As usual, if you have any questions in regards to some of these things, you know, let us know. And again, if you're going through some of these things, you know, take a look at it. We have notes that we've put with this. So take a look at these things and know that if you're going through it. Now, here's the other thing is, if we didn't cover one type of pain, you know, don't send us an email and say, well, hey, I'm getting this extreme pain here. You know, could that be from it? Chances are it could be, unless obviously it's an abrasion or something like that. You know, you use your head when going through this. We couldn't possibly cover every possible thing that could happen to you. So just know that if you're running into some of these signs, that chances are you're training too much and you need to back it off just a little bit. So, you know, just be responsible.
Well, and that was the key word that you were saying. As soon as you bring up pain and it has to do with chi power, if you can't control pain, you're yanging, okay? Because if you're doing this in a yin state, it's very easy to make yourself smile. It's very easy to make yourself feel good, or anybody else to feel good. And that's the way you should be staying in, is in this yin state where you can stay feeling good the majority of your time. When you get to that point where you can no longer make yourself feel as good as you want, you're in that first step of being on the yang side. And, you know, simply making little adjustments here or there, you won't have to take off. And that's what we're trying to say is, we don't want you to have to take off for a week or a month simply because, you know, you can't control or you won't control your ability to get this stuff feeling good. You know, don't overwork your body. You know, do it in the way we're saying, and you're just going to have the great results that we want you to have. And then as you keep going along, you just get better and better, and you don't run into the problems that everybody else is running into that does it in a crazy way. You know, if you don't have to run into a whole bunch of problems, it would be great, wouldn't it? I mean, if you only get great side effects all the way through your training, then to me, as far as I'm saying, you did it the best way possible, because only people that will get all these bad side effects have done it in the wrong way. They've done it way too much, and they run into these side effects. We ran into these side effects. That's how we know that these side effects are real, and when we've trained other people that didn't do it in the right way, they ran into these same side effects. So these side effects are very real. You know, it can happen. All sorts of pains can come over your body, and all sorts of weird sensations will come over your body. If you're concentrating on the right elements of it, of making it feel good, you're going to avoid the majority of any type of pain that will come up.
No doubt about it. And this is definitely something that everybody should really take to heart and understand that, you know, we want you to have the best situation. You have the best experience. And when you get the best experience, I mean, everything's going to flow nicely for you. You know, and like we said, go back and listen to that Law of Attraction one that we did a while back and re-listen to it. It's probably a good idea to go back and re-listen to a lot of the different files that we've had so that you can, you know, really understand this, because, you know, we're really cramming in, even in this first year, we're cramming in probably, heck, 3, 4, 5 years of information. I mean, it probably took me 5 years or more to get a lot of this information and the training that you're teaching these folks, and we're not even done with the first year. So, I mean, we are jam-packing this curriculum with concepts that most of the time you're not going to find this stuff out for years. And that, I mean, that is absolutely the truth. I know it's true with me. And, you know, it's amazing that they're getting this information. So you have to take that information and really start to assimilate it and take it and embrace it. And please listen to what we're saying, because we're not saying this to try to hold you back. We're saying this so that you're going to get the best results. Trust us on that, because we would like nothing better if we could take any one of you to an advanced level very quickly. That would be awesome, because then you would be able to show, you know, advanced techniques, and that would, you know, really show how good the training is. But we also realize that although that's a great scenario, that a lot of times it's not going to happen that way. It's going to be a time factor, and you just got to put in your time, put in the flight time.
And the fact of the matter is, we're teaching them faster than anybody else out there would possibly
say
that you could go. You know, the typical guy that would learn to do an extreme ability, or even get the stuff that we're, you know, putting in our ads, you know, to be at that ability level, you know, it takes anywhere from 5 to 10 years, if not more. And we're getting them there in the first year alone. So we're moving them at a very fast rate, and that's what we want them to understand. It's just like, be satisfied at this fast rate. Don't go faster still. I mean, it just is going to lead you to so many problems that you really can't get around if you try to go faster than even what we're trying to teach you. We're already teaching you at about the fastest rate you possibly can go through with avoiding side effects. Any faster and you will just go run right into brick walls that you really can't get around. And you're just not going to get, you know, the training that you need. You won't get these concepts down. If you're just constantly running into, you know, yanging and you can't feel the right sensations, you just aren't going to get the level of training that you need in order to get good. And if you just avoid the yanging part and just stay on this yin side, we're going to get you there fast.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. I think this is a great information, and I'm sure that whoever's listening is going to get a lot of good, valuable points out of it. And if you're going through the situation, absolutely, you know, listen to what we're saying, and you'll get great results. You know, we, like I said before, we want you to have great results, and we look really forward to the next module where we're actually going to go into the cheat stick training, because now since we've actually gone through this, we feel a lot better, because now we know, hey, we've let them know all the side effects. We've let them know, you know, all the dangers that are out there. We can now confidently teach the cheat stick information, and we feel like we kind of we know at least we did our part in making you aware of that, so you can't come back to us, you know, if you don't listen to us, because we've done our job.
Exactly, and what we'll do is put a telltale sign list of, you know, along with this MP3 that just shows you that you can kind of look at it in a glance and say, oh, okay, if that is one of my side effects, then, oh, I better take off a day or two, and yeah, that'll get me over that part. And, you know, this will just help people in so many ways not to go ahead and yang out because they're getting this energy up and working finally.
Absolutely. So, do you have anything else to say, or are we pretty much done here?
No, that pretty much covers all of it, and they can just refer to the actual sheets that tell you exactly what to do. But
excellent.
Thanks, everybody.
Great. All right. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.